And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith, أَلَا إِنَّ عُقْرَ دَارِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الشَّامِ. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that verily, the heartland of the believers is Sham. What a way to refer to it. It's the heartland of the mu'mineen, of the believers once again. Not for a person who's born Shami. It's the heartland of the believers.
Seven days in Syria, in Bilad al-Sham, the heart of the Ummah, and we are awestruck by the pulse of this place, the great energy, the history, the barakah, and human capital. When looking back here, one is energized by the rich legacy of the stalwarts of faith interred in this land. When reflecting on the past 5 decades, and more so the past 14 years, it is a case of shame and criminality. When soaking in the present, it is a moment of optimism fraught with challenges. And when pivoting to the future, this land takes center stage in the leadership of the Ummah.
سورية اليوم بركان سيول دم شم الرسول منار النار ملحمتي.
The majority of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ will be found in Asham. The majority of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ will be found in Asham. Even to the point, if you just think of the plague of Amwas alone, Ta'un Amwas, and how many of the Sahaba died, it's an indication of how many of them went out to Asham, acting upon the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ذاب الفؤاد الطفل من ألم يا شام.
Half past 12, they rushed in with an emergency. 8 of the trauma doctors got onto the patient, put the patient on the bed, trying to cut it out the heart, ventilation, all kinds of CPR. What happened? 9-year-old child shot through the heart. His father came in all distraught, running to try to push him out. Then the people felt some compassion. They said, no, don't do that. Let him come inside. The father came inside, started stroking the legs of his child, holding the ankles and turning it, and turning the other way and doing that. Why? Because the father was cleaning his gun, pointing it at his child, and shot him himself. Can you imagine that? And 5 minutes later, we told him, your child is dead. We walked outside. The mother broke down. It's the most horrendous sight I've ever seen. The way the lady broke down, it was heartbreaking. 69 of us, used to trauma, used to war, used to emergency. 69 of us just collapsed. We sat down. We couldn't function. The soul was gone. The spirit was gone. The energy was gone. We couldn't walk for 35 minutes. We were paralyzed. We couldn't do anything. Not because one child died. Because this one child was symbolic of what happens every minute of every hour of every day in every part of Syria. That's why we all been sleeping. And for your information, we were in the best part of Syria.
Labbay, 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 ya Allah. Labbay, 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 ya Allah. Labbay, 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 ya Allah.
At this great inflection point for Syria, it is vital to appreciate that the end of a chapter is not the end of the road. Syria still has many unanswered challenges and will be able to prosper only if the Ummah is not incapacitated by fatigue at this critical hour.
We'd like to send a message to Muslims all around the globe. You helped us in the beginning. Do not forget us now in the end. This nation is impoverished. They are in need of everything. They came out of a war, out of destruction. Our brothers in all parts of the world, we are your brothers in Islam. Hopefully you will not forget us. You can help us in all ways and forms to rebuild this land and to rebuild this country.
For the sake of those people and the whole Muslim world is cut off, open your hearts, open your souls and give whatever you got as extra. Because the dua that they've already given you before you even said something, you'll never be able to pay back for another 100 years if you live so long.
Syria needs to stand by them Yeah, especially in the first years of liberation, to build the Syria, build the structure to save bread, save basic lives, electricity, to build the hospitals, to build the schools, destroyed cities. And these issues very important and encourage the people to back to their lives. Yeah. Many challenges face the Syrian, but inshallah, hand by hand and by support by good people like you, I think we can refresh and back inshallah strong.
The Ummah should be wary of misinformation and the peddlers of falsehood who seek to scupper Syria's promising rebirth. The Islamic sentiments of the new leadership rooted in the Ahlus Sunnah, as opposed to the deviancy of the old Syria and its supporters, should be acknowledged and encouraged, and work should be done hand in hand to ensure that the sacrifices of the revolution do not go in vain.
You know, many of us watch these scenes with cautious optimism. Like, we've seen this movie before. We've seen the Muslims celebrate and only for that celebration to be deflated quickly. We're confused about the various players in the region and who's behind this and who's behind that. And what calculations are the Zionists making and who's doing this and who's doing that. And I want you to recognize for a moment that there is a dua for that. There's a dua for confusion. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Oh Allah, show us the truth as truth and allow us the ability to follow it, and show us falsehood as falsehood and give us the ability to avoid it. There is a dua for every sentiment that we might have. Man arada bil islami wal muslimina khayra, whoever wishes good for Islam and the Muslims, then give them tawfiq. Wafiqhum, give them success. And whoever desires for them evil, then drown them in their plots. All of this is present. And even if you know none of these du'as, then at least make du'a from your heart and let your sentiments be reflected. That as we see the scenes of joy of our brothers and sisters rising from the dungeons of Bashar al-Assad and his father Hafid al-Assad, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala complete the joy of our brothers and sisters, for they have suffered for so long.
And I think that one of the roles that's very, very important for all of the Muslims is that it's not necessarily to bring government down, but it's to keep them strong by not allowing them to freely do things that they're not supposed to be doing. And that's the role that I see for myself going forward in the future, because I think that Qaid Tahrir al-Sham could have a very pivotal and dominant role here in the new Syria. But also at the same time, Allah always uses one group to check another group. And as long as the brothers want to do the right thing, then it's going to be a good thing. And I want to make sure that everybody knows that. But when there are certain individuals within the organization that think that they don't have to do the right thing because they feel like they're in the right, then that's when they have to pull their coat and say, you know what, I can't do it like that.
فنسأل الله تعالى أن يتقبل الشهداء وأن يرحم الموتى وأن يداوي الجرحى وأن يتمم لنا فرحتنا بنصرة قضايا بنصرة المسلمين وبنصرة قضايا المسلمين في كل بقاع الأرض.
Syria should not be viewed in isolation, but rather as the gateway to other areas of Sham, such as Beit al-Maqdis and the freedom of Palestine. It should also be appreciated as the gateway to important events to come in the future of this Ummah.
In our history, Syria, or what is now considered part of Syria, has always been the gateway to Palestine. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said that all of the ahadith point to this idea that the beginning of the affair is Mecca, the end of the affair is in Ash-Sham. Like the light of the Prophet ﷺ came from Mecca and ended in Ash-Sham. And so we're all on this continuum to where we should find ourselves trying to focus on Ard Ash-Sham. And the end of times in this life will be in Ash-Sham. And the beginning of times in the next life will be in Ash-Sham. In an authentic hadith from Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ فُصْلَاتَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ يَوْمَ الْمَلْحَمَةِ بِالْغُوطَ إِلَى جَانِبِ مَدِينَةٍ يُقَالُ لَهَا دِمَشْقٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ مَدَائِنِ الشَّامِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the encampment of the Muslims on the day of the great battle will be in Al-Ghuta, which is, I mean, he's talking to people sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca, in Medina. He says, will be in a city of Al-Ghuta besides a city called Damascus, which is one of the best cities in Ash-Sham. And he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْمَلَاحِمُ, when the great battles occur, in a hadith from Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قَالَ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ مِنْ دِمَشْقِ بَعْثًا مِنَ الْمَوَالِي أَكْرَمَ الْعَرَبِي فَرَسًا. He said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the great battles occur, Allah will send forth from Damascus a group of mawali, who are the most honored of the Arabs in their war and in their weaponry. And he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَأَجْوَدَهُمْ سِلَاحًا يُؤَيِّدُ اللَّهُ بِهِمُ الدِّينَ. So they have the greatest skill, most noble in war, the greatest skill with their weaponry, and Allah Azza wa Jal would support the religion through them. An authentic hadith in Al-Hakim as well. And then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَنْزِلُ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ عَلَيْهِمَ السَّلَامُ عِنْدَ الْمَنَارَةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ شَرْقِيَّ دِمَشْقِ. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the end of it all, Jesus, the son of Mary, may Allah send his peace and blessings upon them both, will descend at the easternmost part of Damascus at the White Minaret, an authentic narration in a Tabarani as well. I want you, as you see these things unfold, to constantly go back to the promise of Allah and the prophecy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to recognize that even if our enemies plot against us, which they do, even if they infiltrate, which they do, even if they plan and they seek to surprise, which they do, إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا وَأَكِيدُ كَيْدًا وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ. They plan and Allah plans. They plot and Allah plots. And so as these events unfold, it cannot be that these images are being seared in the hearts of the minds of the believers, except for us to start thinking deeply about how transient this life truly is, and that we are, subhanAllah, indeed witnessing something truly historic in our eyes, in our hearts, and in our minds. It's also to remind you that just as Yahya alayhi salam was killed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings back life. Just as Isa alayhi salam was plotted against, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings back Isa alayhi salam. Just as people would succumb to despair in the time of Dajjal, some of them either believing that this is it, we cannot overcome this, or that maybe he is divine, Allah Azza wa Jal will show the blood of a Dajjal to show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was always in charge, and that the believers should not despair.
By making Sham part of our perpetual circle of concern and recognizing its position in the glory of the Ummah, one earns for himself an honorary citizenship of this land and becomes enamored with a great degree of optimism.
And it always is inspiring when the Prophet ﷺ said, Allahumma barik lana fi shamina, Allahumma barik lana fi yamanina, where the Prophet ﷺ said, three times, O Allah, bless our Sham. O Allah, bless our Sham. O Allah, bless our Sham and bless our Yemen. And bless our Yemen and bless our Yemen. The Prophet ﷺ was not Shami. The Prophet ﷺ was not Yemeni. But the Prophet ﷺ called it our Sham and our Yemen, which means that if you love Al-Aqsa, it is your Aqsa. If you love Ash-Sham because Allah Azza wa Jal loves it, then you are Shami. It is your Sham.
Al-Qubbal Khadra, Allah, narjulaha nadra, Allah, fiha Abu Zahra, ya Sidi Al-Hashimiya, fiha Abu Zahra, ya Sidi Al-Hashimiya.
The magnetism of the heart of the Ummah draws us back in our final hours to the Jami' al-Umawi of Damascus, as we thank Allah for affording us the opportunity to soak in so many perspectives and experiences in such a short period of time, owing to the barakah of this land. We are grateful to all who facilitated this trip and those who showed extraordinary hospitality. we process a reel of indelible memories, including the sweet dates and fresh zamzam served to us in this very masjid by its imam, Sheikh Fawaz al-Nimr. And we hear the echoes of the profound dua he made from this fortress of faith for South Africa, Syria, and a new era of glory for Islam and the Muslims.
العالم الإسلامي كله واجعلنا وإياهم دعاة لهذا الدين مخلصين إن شاء الله تعالى واجعلنا وإياهم أسوة حسنة لغيرنا إن شاء الله سأل الله لنا ولهم التوفيق والتسديد سأل الله لنا ولهم إن شاء الله تعالى سعادة الدارين وكفاية تهميم إن شاء الله بلغوهم سلامنا إن شاء الله تعالى ربي يجمعنا في مستقر رحمته في جنات النعيم إن شاء الله تعالى ربي يجمع شمل المسلمين تكون خلافة إسلامية إن شاء الله تعالى يذهب من الشرق إلى الغرب من غير فيزا إن شاء الله كما كان في عهد الأمويين والعباسيين إن شاء الله وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الفاتحة.